Let's go.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's who we are.
Come on. This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
What was that? That was an ambush.
I shattered my...
that microphone is not sounding good.
We're going to touch on that in a second. I want to point out that I shouted Nick. I was trying to go Nathan and Nick, but I shouted Nick over Nathan, so it was Graham and Nick.
Can we apologize about that microphone
sound? Oh, listen to this.
It's not sounding good at all. Like, Nick, that's your fault.
This is Mike Gate of... No, Callum, please stop. That's it. Mike's off.
It's Nick, it is kind of your fault, though.
So if you're not aware of what's going on...
Well, we mention it in the show anyway.
We do.
Mention it. We talk about it pretty soon. I just want to say that you created an atmosphere, Nick.
A bad atmosphere.
Listen, before the show,
there
please.
Was tension.
I will say,
speak for yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to speak for myself. I will say, I swapped some mics around because I wanted to be able to see Nathan and my screen's clearer.
I don't want you to see
the
me.
The normal mic.
You didn't ask for permission from me if I wanted to be looked at.
The normal mic has a big arm and it kind of blocks my view of some stuff. And also, I kind of like this
why
mic.
Why do
better.
You have to be the special one and have to change it?
No, I'm not special. I am running this
Get
show.
Some fight
I will
music.
Say. I will say.
Get some fight music. It's a hot debate. It's between Nick and producer Callum. I'm going to just begin it as I'm the host.
Fight music, here
we
go.
Right, fight music, here we go. Mexican music, but okay.
Where do I find...
Don't worry. Okay. Hello there. Welcome to the debate on the 1st of November 2019.
Stop everything.
It features Nick Kay and producer Callum. Nick, you begin.
Yeah, as I was saying, I swapped some mics around for more convenience than anything. And I don't know what business it is of anyone else what mic I speak into. The show's going ahead. No one knows any different. And Callum got all uppity arms about it.
Okay, thank you, Nick. We're crossing over producer Callum.
As the producer of the show, I have to worry about the output and how the presenters sound. That's part of my role. What comes out of the speakers is all down on me.
Do you think I would jeopardize the show? Also, I am the APD of this station, so I care very much
See,
for the output.
This is he go. Pulls rank on me. This I've said it before. I find it hard to produce this man because
no,
he's my boss.
I never pull rank, but in this instance, what
he
I'm saying
just pulled rank.
I was pulling rank to prove a point. I was pulling rank to prove a point. My point is that
I'm
I also care about the output of the show.
I'm uneasy. Callum, what do you have to say to that?
I advise Nick to continue using the same mic as what he's been using for the rest of the week. He ignored my decision.
Nick, is it fair that you pulled rank a few moments ago?
As I said, I only pulled rank to prove that I also care for the output of the station, not to try and belittle
Why him. Did you pull rank?
I just explained it. Are you listening? Now, I will say one other thing as well. Producer Callum, I did promise that during the week, I promised Callum that I would cook him breakfast on Friday.
Oh, are we going to find out? Are you going to cook him
well,
breakfast?
He's been eyeing up my bagels with cream cheese and scrambled eggs all week. And
do you like cream cheese, Callum?
Yes.
He pulled a ton of sass on me over this mic thing. And I got to say, like...
Oh, are we close to it?
I pulled him up and I said, Callum, if you keep this... Let me talk into the microphone.
And I've not mentioned it throughout
so
the entire show.
Can we get
show.
The drone out, please? Very quickly.
Man, you keep asking for a lot of things from me. And
I demand.
And it's been safe to say that Nick has not been in great form this morning.
Wait, I'm in a great mood.
All right.
And now, in terms of what you say you've not been here by pressing the buttons and...
Yeah,
both of you stopped talking
right
now.
Off the mark.
At 9 o'clock, you said, here's the nude with Andrew.
Both of you stop talking. I'm about to say something. We are going to find out...
Can we relaunch the tension music, please?
We're going to find out right now if Nick is going to make Callum breakfast. Nick, over to you.
Callum.
Yes.
You have come at me today with quite a bit of sass.
That's just who I am.
I respect your desire for the best output for this radio show.
It's just who he is, Nick. That's what he's saying.
I can understand where you're coming from. But at the end of the day, you have to know that I have this radio station's heart at the core in my best interest.
So do I.
What is going on?
And so therefore, it is with a heavy heart that I tell you, I will cook you!
Yeah! Of course he was going to!
He's a good man.
Mostly because...
Okay, Callum.
Yes.
What if you taste his eggs and you don't like it? Are you going to say it with sass?
No, I'm going to be grateful for him giving me 4 eggs and a bagel.
And
four eggs?
And I will say as well, 4 eggs. I will say as well, I'm open to critique. I'm not precious.
We're just using a standard bed now.
Yeah, I couldn't relaunch the opener.
That is background music, folks.
I will say I'm open to critique. If you tell me my eggs are shit, I'll be open to that.
Oh,
no, you swore on the podcast.
I'll go back and beep it. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Hey, wait, it's a podcast.
It's
we can
okay.
do that,
it's
can't
podcast.
We?
It's a podcast. You can get away with it.
Also,
I just want to say,
also,
for you
shit's
listening,
not a bad word, is it?
Thank you so much for listening.
Callum's hating this. Mate, don't say anything or you're not getting eggs.
I'm not going to say anything.
Thank you so much for listening to this, because I found this awkward to witness. I certainly did as a bystander. I can only imagine how you feel listening
Boo-hoo.
To it.
It's all about Nathan.
Nick, Callum, yeah. Get on with it. Enjoy your eggs.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Wait, hold on.
Have
a great weekend. Hold on. Well, you've forgotten why we're here. What's on the podcast?
Oh, we have some great stuff. I'm speaking about me organising my brother's stag.
That's good fun,
we speak
yeah.
about Halloween the night before.
Who's your neighbour was particular
Who's
fun?
Who's your neighbour? Did we guess
yeah,
it correctly?
It was a good neighbour.
I also liked Nathan's hard one today.
Thank you, yeah.
Big fan of Nathan's hard one.
Yeah, it was a hard one.
It was, okay. All right, we'll catch you next week. I will be back. Graham's back when? Wednesday, is it?
Wednesday.
Yeah, I keep saying Thursday.
Yeah.
See ya, folks.
I would like to welcome Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
7 a.m. This is.
And this is. 1038.
Let's go. All right, here we are, live and loud across the capital, 2 minutes after seven. This is Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My boy Graham still on holidays.
Yeah, having a great time. So thank you for filling in for him, Mr. Nick K. Do you know what?
Don't thank me. It's a real honor to be here.
The fire alarm went off there. Once again, I say it when I hear it.
In the building.
You guys grab your stuff. I will stay here and continue on with the show.
The show must go on.
Because if I'm going to go, that's how I'm going to go. What are you saying, producer Callum?
Every Friday they do it. It's a test. It happens just before 7 o'clock. He goes, doo-doo-doo-doo, and that's it.
Well, I would have unintentionally gone down with the ship because I didn't hear it.
Well, I think I passed the test once again, showing how much I care about this show. Now, it was Halloween last night, and I actually went out for dinner, but I witnessed something that was more confusing than scary.
Oh, we're talking Halloween, how our nights went.
Yes.
Okay.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I want to take a second before we talk about Halloween. Producer Callum is throwing a bit of a wobble.
He's not happy right now because, Nick, you've actually changed the usual microphone placement.
So the mic that I normally use. This is a real peek behind the curtains for everyone. The mic that normally sits in front of this position where I'm sitting, Graham sits, right, is mic one. But I don't. It's got a massive arm and it really blocks my view of you, Nathan. So when I'm talking to you, I can't see you. And then also, if I move it, it blocks my screen. So I have a hard time seeing what's going on.
I don't really want you to see me. So I was kind of happy with that microphone, but you decided to change it.
I put my mic in front of Callum and I took Callum's mic because Callum's mic's like little, sits up in front of me. This is good. I can see everything.
Now producer Callum isn't happy because he can't see me. He can't stare into my soul.
I can hear him huffing and puffing. And like every time he has to talk, he's moving the mic. Listen to this. I'm going to kill the music. Callum, move the mic there.
Oh, wow. That does not sound good.
So that's what I would have to deal with.
So you've just passed it on to producer Callum.
Callum, as the producer of this show, is okay with me making that commotion.
Guys, stop arguing. You're like my parents. I want to speak about Halloween last night. Let's check in on everyone.
Okay.
So for me, I went for dinner last night on Parnell Street.
Right.
And I was
lovely.
Sat right beside the door. They weren't great seats, so I kept seeing everyone that was coming in, and I got a little bit chilly.
Did you not have a nice time? It sounds very negative.
No, I did have a great time, but I noticed something that was very confusing, and it somewhat scared me. So there I was, eating my nice ramen broth, because it was Vietnamese. Then out of nowhere, an elderly woman walked into the restaurant, and she had a turkey mask on. It was covering her eyes and her nose, but you could see her mouth. She walks in very nonchalantly and says, "Hey, I have a booking. My name is Fiona. It's for three people." As if she's not wearing a turkey mask. I'm staring at this woman going, "What is going on?" The man behind the desk goes, "Yes, Fiona, make your way over here." She sat there waiting for her two friends. I'm thinking, oh, clearly it's just fancy dress. Her two friends will dress up as something.
Yeah.
They didn't. She just sat there with that turkey mask for most of her meal.
And did she spoon feed the food through the hole in the mouth in the mask?
Yes.
She did. Halloween for me was great. We went up to my wife Caroline's mum's house, which we do every year. And all of the nieces and nephews were there. We did trick-or-treating up and down the road. We went down to the carnival, which is in the village in Finglas. Lovely, lots of rides, lots of entertainment, bouncy castles, all that sort of stuff. We had a great night. Watched the fireworks. It was actually, do you know what?
It's quite a boring story. Producer Callum, what about you?
Oh, hang on, hold on while we listen to him move his microphone. Hold on.
I'm not going to move it. I'm not going to stoop to your level. I cooked a chili con carne.
Oh, great.
And then went upstairs.
I'm sorry. What?
What's upstairs?
You ate a chili con carne and just stood on your landing upstairs.
I was just doing stuff on the laptop. The dogs were downstairs with my girlfriend's mum, so I was just like, they're happy enough down there. I'm just going to stay away from it and watch the fireworks from the bedroom window.
I have to say,
Callum sounds great in that microphone.
Look, you knew we were going to be speaking about Halloween,
yeah.
And the best story you could come up with was producer Callum saying he ate a chili and went upstairs, well, and you just went down the street trick-or-treating.
We were really...
Try and be imaginative.
We rely on you for the content.
And being authentic.
I spoke about a woman that was dressed as a turkey.
Did it really happen?
Yes, it did happen.
I don't believe you.
Callum, I've got a proposition for you real quick, because I know we have to go and play new music from Dua Lipa.
Yes.
Right? I've promised you that I'm going to cook you breakfast today. Scrambled eggs on top of a bagel with cream cheese. You've been eyeing me up all week. Right?
Yeah.
I put it to you that you leave me alone this morning and let me enjoy this microphone, right? Because if I hear one more word, I'm not cooking you breakfast, okay?
Oh.
Okay, we've got a deal.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nick, is it fair to say that when you go over and visit someone's house for the very first time, you're going to judge it?
Thing is, right, is you never want to admit to being someone who judges, but you do. You're making assumptions when you walk into someone's house.
There's an article online this morning that gives the top 10 first impressions when visiting a home. Because I've been to your house a good few times.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to my apartment. The first thing you see when you walk into my apartment?
Pope Francis waving on a dinner plate.
Yes. Now, I did not purchase that. That was my roommate, Sean, but you know...
He has great... I've always said it, Sean has great taste.
You've got to pick your battles. Now, the first thing that is an impression when you visit someone's house is the ornaments are dusty.
Okay, so
what do you think about that?
So what you're saying is stay on top of the dust and then you're not going to be judged.
When you go into someone's house, the colour of their walls. Now, I'll never forget when I walked into your house, your wife Caroline had gotten some sort of pink glitter in your hallway.
So there was this craze a few years back of like textured walls where you could have like you could pick a color and it would be like glittery and textured. Anyway, we didn't set out for pink. We went for like a deep purple, but it just dried pink. It was weird.
But when she got it, wasn't she like, "Oh, what do you think, Nick?" And you went, "Yes, it's great. You've just destroyed our house." The books they own. Do you have many books?
I don't have any books on display. I know what you mean, though. A lot of times you walk into a house, there's a bookshelf there, and they'll be like... But no, not me. I don't have books on display.
Dirty windows? I wouldn't really notice that, would you?
Nah, no. Not unless they're, like, black.
I would notice if the window was shattered, like someone had thrown a rock in it.
Or if there was, like, big wooden boards across them.
How comfortable the furniture is? Yeah, not bad, yeah. Whether or not the house had been vacuumed.
Sorry, I will say on the furniture, if I sit on someone's couch, I'll always go like, "Ooh, that's not as comfy as I thought." Or, "Oh, I'd hate to watch a movie on this."
The temperature is number two. Number one has to be the smell.
Now, you have
a thing in your back garden that you call the man cave, and you went, "Oh, just you wait. I'm going to have a snooker table. We're going to, you know, play the PlayStation. Going to have everything." I walked in and it smelled of petrol. I think it's aged me. I've lost a few years.
A few things. I was going to turn it into the man cave. That never happened. I did get a snooker table in there. Ended up getting rid of it because you couldn't. It was too small. You couldn't use the pool cues. They were too long. So I got rid of that. Just haven't really had the time to put into it.
And that is why I don't. I will not be attending your house anytime soon.
Is that why you haven't been coming over on the big FIFA pizza nights?
Yeah, just in a cold garage outside with the snooker cue.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
It's the showbiz shootout. Cowboy.
Oh, I know what this is.
This is the last day this week we're doing it.
What am I wearing?
Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand dressed in cheap leather and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. Nick, I'm going to begin.
Please do, partner.
I found it very difficult to find a story this morning. Eventually, I settled on one.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian was in a car park yesterday with a man called Chris and a pair of scissors.
You definitely did settle.
She was having a real diva moment. She posted a video to her 150 million followers on Instagram. This was the video.
Okay, so what do you do when you need a haircut mid-drive? You call Chris at the gym, and he borrows scissors from the gym, and we are in a random apartment complex parking lot in Hollywood.
She's gotta be right.
So she was just driving her car, and then she realized, I want to get a haircut. So then she actually contacted Chris, her stylist. Chris clearly had the day off. He was just in the gym, you know, getting nice juicy biceps, when out of nowhere had to answer this phone call and then meet Kim in a car park with scissors and just started cutting her hair like a mad woman, like Edward Scissorhands.
Would you ever let someone cut your hair in the back of a car? In a car park?
For the right price, probably.
If you've been following Lewis Capaldi, right?
Yeah.
Have you been? Do you follow him on Instagram?
He's fantastic.
Such a funny guy, right? We know he's on the campaign trail. He wants to become America's sweetheart by getting his song Someone You Love to number one. Well, I got some news for you. He's done it.
Ah, yes, Lewis.
Fair play to Lewis. Round of applause for Lewis. Here's the stats, right? He's the first person from the UK in 2 years to get a US number one. He's the first solo act from Scotland to do it since 1985.
Oh, who was
almost
that?
40 years. Don't ask any questions.
Okay.
And it's hit number one in America 24 weeks after it did it everywhere else, like the UK and Ireland and blah, blah, blah. Right? So he has been celebrating on Instagram, as we all know. If you follow him, he's been parading around his America's Sweetheart t-shirts. He's also painted the American flag on his face. If you haven't seen it, check it out online. But here he is celebrating.
America's Sweetheart, and I wear it like a badge of honour on my face. You see all these other America's Sweethearts? They wouldn't have done this. Look at this. I've got t-shirts. America's Sweetheart.
He's fantastic.
Look, I see what you did there. You gave us a few facts about Lewis Capaldi, but I feel like my story had a bit more edge to
it. But I feel like people like Lewis better than they like Kim. Sheriff. Who are we going for?
Nathan, quickly.
Oh, yes!
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Look, it's always extra exciting playing this game on a Friday because you can come on and physically snatch the 100 quid into your possession. Jason, you want to play Gotta Get It Wrong?
Going to play Gotta Get It Wrong.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Today's your lucky day, Jason. What's the plans for a Friday?
I'm going to college and then heading home.
Oh, lovely. What are you studying?
An electrician.
Okay, right. And are you any good at this game?
I'd say I'm all right, yeah.
Jason, I'm going to give you the lowdown, right? Emery came on Tuesday, which was day one of this week. She scored 13. She's unbeaten to this stage. You need to get 14 or more. We'd like to see, you know, a Friday winner pull through, I think.
Oh, that's a beatable score, Jason. You have it in the bag.
Yeah, I hope so.
Are you feeling confident?
Feeling confident, yeah.
All right, here's how it works. 60 seconds on the clock. Get all the questions wrong. That's the goal. All the answers have to be in relation to the question, though. No repetition, and you got to be quick enough or I'll buzz you out. Is that all cool?
Yeah, not about it.
Best of luck, Jason.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What is a cucumber a type of?
Banana.
What noise does a cockroach make?
Meow.
How do you spell badger?
ABC.
What's 89 minus 19?
16 million.
17 plus 29 is 31. True or false?
True.
What's the capital of North Macedonia?
Bangkok.
Do your best Bruce Willis impression.
What story?
Sing a T-Pain song.
Happy birthday to you.
Name a Jackie Chan film.
Bruce Lee.
What is a para type of?
King.
What was the name of the cooking show that Ainsley Harriet used to host?
Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Nightmares.
Who is the lead singer of The Killers?
Justin Timberlake.
Who is the lead singer of Snow Patrol?
Beyonce.
What colour is the Japanese flag?
Purple.
Speak Spanish.
Story with you.
What band was Ronan Keating in?
Westlife.
What band was Keith Duffy in?
Wasted.
Who is Miley Cyrus dating?
Me.
What day is tomorrow?
Thursday.
What day was yesterday?
Sunday.
Oh, we way through the 20 questions.
I was really worried.
I did 20, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just no as the way. Buzzer went off, you hit 20 questions. I was worried that you would actually go over there.
Okay, Jason, my man, you came on this morning, told us that you're studying to be an electrician. You're a friendly guy. You're charismatic. You're reminding me of someone.
Who did I remind you of?
You reminded me of a very, very young, sexy Ned Flanders.
I'll take that all day.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I like that.
Jason, you had to get 14 to win the 100 quid, I can tell you. You came on. And you got 19!
Oh, oh, lovely.
Jason, oh, baby. Yes.
Well done, mate. That means you win 100 euro, all yours, and you have the bragging rights as well. You can walk around and say that you've done that. You've done Got to Get It Wrong.
Absolutely delighted. Cheers, lad.
See
thanks.
You, Jason. Take care, man. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I don't know if I've said this on the show yet, but I'm actually my brother's best man.
Congrats. Well done.
Thank you very
lovely.
Much. And as best man, I've had to organise a stag.
Okay.
Now, you know, I'm not really that responsible. Mm. People don't really put me in charge of things. Hence why you're here when Graham's away on holidays.
Yeah.
You can't really trust me.
No, no. You need to be left to do your own thing. And, like, yes, people need to be put in
so
place.
So, with this stag, there has been pressure on my shoulders. There's been a lot of naysayers saying, Nathan, you're not going to be able to do this. But I really think I have stepped up to the plate.
I will say, you've gone above and beyond to try and organise a great stag. So fair play for that. Why don't you tell us? Give us the lowdown. What have you planned?
Okay, so it's happening on the Paddy's Day weekend in Limerick.
Great.
All right?
Okay.
Now, I have asked 19 men to go. They are going. They've paid me the money. So I've gotten money, 277 euro. That's okay. How much we're looking yeah. for.
Here's my first issue, but I'll bring it up in a sec. Go on.
And that is for accommodation,
yep.
transport, food on the Saturday night, and go-karting in the Saturday afternoon. Do you hear what I've organized?
Man, it sounds great. It really does sound good. And well done for going out of the way to for organizing everything, right?
Thank you.
What I will say is you were talking to Graham and I about this about a month ago.
I remember.
We were sitting on the balcony here at work, and you were saying this. So we actually gave you the advice, don't be the money guy. Don't be the middleman. Because what you can do is you can put it out there to everyone and be like, okay, here's the plan. Here's what we're doing. Here's where we're staying. Here's where we're going. And then put links in the WhatsApp group and be like, here's the link to everything. Go and pay for it yourself. Because what's happening now is you're sitting there with all this money.
I have a lot of cash in the account. I'm not gloating. It's not my money, but it feels like it is.
You just flashed me your Revolut bank balance there, and I...
Because everyone has paid.
And I don't know, how are you keeping track of this? Do you have an Excel sheet?
I don't have Excel. I don't believe in it, but I have Microsoft Word, and I have names, and from time to time, I change the different color as if they've paid or not.
See, it's a real problem. I don't know how you're going to keep track of all this.
Why are you being so negative? I've gotten the money. Everything is fine now. It's sorted.
You think the job's done?
Of course it is. I have the money. I just contact the hotel, restaurant. We're sorted, baby.
A lot of pressure on you. If things go wrong, if money is lost, if you need more money. Also, the other problem is now people associate you with being the guy who's organizing everything. So you've just kind of booked
I have
and paid.
Organized everything.
But what happens on the day when they're like, okay, Nathan, it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. What are we doing? And you're like, oh, go-karting's not till 3. And then everyone's looking to you for like, what do we do? And where is my money gone? And all of this sort of... You know what I mean?
I don't know why you're trying to stress me out. I'm feeling very positive.
I'm not a huge fan of organizing events because when things go wrong, which ultimately they sometimes do, you're to blame, okay? Especially when you're holding all the money. What if things go missing?
See, I'm not really listening to what you have to say because I don't respect you.
I'm going to throw it out there. Our number's 087-711-1038. I want to hear from you, okay? Have you organized an event? Has it gone wrong? What advice would you give to Nathan?
Don't really need the advice, but yeah, look, keep it going if you have it.
I mean, he's in the position where he's organized it and he's taken the money, but like, it still has to happen. Have you organized an event? Has it gone wrong? What tips would you give to Nathan? How would you have done it differently? 087-711-1038. You're not a fan of me doing this, I know that, because you've kind of done what you've wanted to do. You didn't listen to Graham and I when we said...
You're kind of scaring me a little bit, I'm not going to lie. And all this money in the account, I am tempted to just run over to the Shelburne.
When have you organised an event that's gone wrong with...
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Jennifer and Rahini says, I once organised a birthday party for one of my sisters at one of those community centre type places. Got to the venue and it was all locked up. Rang the contact number but no answer. Eventually just had the party on the grassy bit outside the venue. Little cocktail sausages and all. Oh, that sounds delightful.
Bart's on the phone. What's your story, Bart?
It's not me. It's more of for me.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah, the lads pulled in the money and then the cost of staying actually increased. And there was a lot of mess with that. So,
but did you have to worry about it? Or was the best man the guy just floundering around trying to get everyone organized and accumulate the money? And was there a lot of stress going on? Like, did it affect the weekend? Give us more, Bart.
Well, I had to fix it because my best man wasn't the kind of person that could fix problems like this.
Like Nathan, very much like Nathan.
Yeah, some might say like me.
Yeah, so I'm a problem solver, so I just threw the money at them.
Okay.
All right.
So that you kind of, I would say, Nathan, you don't want, if things go wrong, you don't want your brother to have to go into his pocket and start paying for things.
Oh, I don't mind, as long as I don't have to pay for it.
Okay. Robin, tell us, you sent us a message telling Nathan to pack it in. Why? What's that for?
Oh, I want to try to organise a holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everyone for months was like, oh, yeah, great idea. And I don't like hounding people, but nobody was giving over the money, and then their prices for the flights went like extortionate.
Oh my god!
It didn't even happen.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've told a little white lie. Uh-oh. I'm still waiting on two people to pay me.
And have you hounded them yet?
I've sent a message and they've seen it and they haven't replied.
Oh, you're not getting. That's gonna come out of your pocket,
Robin. Yeah. Any advice?
In future, if you're planning another. I just do what Nick said and send them the link.
Oh, it's too late now.
See, yeah, it's too late for Nathan now, but like, let's just wish him the best of luck and hope everything goes smoothly.
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
Robin, you wouldn't have a bit of extra money you could send my way, would you?
Oh, I wish.
Ah, don't, Robin. Spend it on yourself. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
See you, Robin. Bye.
So I guess everyone's kind of got the same advice. It revolves around money, so best of luck with that. You feel any different after?
I was feeling very positive before we spoke about this.
Be positive, but just be wary of the money, okay?
I might not turn up on the day.
Take an extra couple grand.
I'm not going to the Stag anymore.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Who's your neighbor?
Who's your neighbor? Tell me who's your neighbor.
Yeah, Graham's not here. He's normally great at the game. It's just myself and Nick. But Katie, how do you feel?
I feel great. I'm really confident.
Better knowing that I'm not that great at this.
Oh, no. It's really funny.
Katie, we're so nervous right now. Mainly because I would never admit it to Graham when he's here, but he's really good at the game and I struggle. Yeah. And now I have to be the good one because Nick doesn't know any Irish people in this country.
Yeah, see, when I realised that Graham wasn't going to be there, I felt better.
Oh, wow.
Why are you surprised by that, Nick? Look at us.
Because last time we played this together, I actually guessed who it was.
You didn't guess. I guessed. You said nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Katie, okay, look, we have our questions here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Katie. We're going to ask you a bunch of yes-no questions. Will we begin, will we?
Let's do it. I'll go first, cool, yeah, Nick, go. Okay?
All right, here we go.
Katie, is your neighbour a man?
Yes.
Is your neighbour over 30?
Yes.
Is your neighbour an actor?
No.
Is your neighbour from Dublin?
Yes.
Is your neighbour into sports?
No.
Does your neighbour work on TV?
No.
Is your neighbour a musician?
No.
Does your neighbour work on radio?
No.
Is your neighbour a politician?
No.
Is your neighbour a chef?
No.
Oh God.
My God.
Is your neighbour a presenter?
No.
Is your neighbour...
I'm stressing.
Oh, I've got nothing.
No, try and think of an occupation.
Is your neighbour in the medical profession?
No.
Oh God.
Okay, we've done radio.
Is your neighbour Irish?
Yes.
Is your neighbour a movie star?
No.
I said actor, you idiot.
Damn it.
Jesus.
This is going
Say
really
something.
Bad.
Actor, musician, chef, radio presenter.
Katie!
Oh no! If you listen carefully, you can hear Graham swearing on his holidays. I'm sorry, Katie.
All right, 30 seconds, okay. Katie. I'm going to pull you down for 1 second. All right.
I'm sorry. What does this name
not
do?
Not in radio, not in TV, not a politician.
Author?
Not
did
an
we
actor.
Say author?
Oh, we didn't say
I
author.
I didn't say author.
So, okay, so do we have to guess author then?
Yes.
Who's a famous Irish author? Famous Irish author. Was it over 30 or under 30?
Roddy Doyle?
I don't know. It's
okay, I'm
quickly, quickly.
At you.
We have 15
I'm
seconds.
I'm trying my best.
Google
here.
Irish authors, quick.
Am I allowed Google?
Yeah, go on.
We've
There's
never
no rules
Googled
in the
before.
Rule book here.
Okay.
Google Irish authors
I
over 30.
I feel dirty doing this. We've never done this before.
Okay, we need a name. Quick, I have to pull
okay,
Katie back
will
up.
Will you stop? Okay. Okay.
Katie's back
right,
up.
Right, okay. Katie, thanks to me, I'm going to go for this.
Okay.
Okay, go.
We didn't actually have the occupation.
Which really led us astray.
Who would have asked author, let's be honest. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Katie, is your neighbor Roddy Doyle?
No.
Oh, no!
That was
who
a long
it?
Shot every time.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Who is it, Katie?
Ben Dunn.
Oh,
does your neighbour own a chain of supermarkets and gyms?
Oh, what's Ben Dunn like?
Well, he lives in like the really big houses down the road, so we don't really go there.
Jesus. Have you seen him walking around?
I think we saw him a couple of times, like in the distance, but we don't really go over to him.
Katie, can I tell you a story? Right, I have met Ben Dunn a few times. He used to come into the radio station and voice his commercials years
yeah.
ago. And I think he's a lovely guy, and I love his current commercials. I got to say, doesn't come in here anymore to record them.
No.
But they're still great.
Katie, you win the cinema passes.
Yeah, congrats to you.
Yay,
it's
quite embarrassing for ourselves, and we have to take a long, hard look at ourselves.
Look.
You'll do better next time, guys.
Yeah, when Graham's
when
there.
When Graham's back,
he'd be gone,
yeah.
Katie, have a great day, okay?
No problem,
see
bye.
See you, Katie, bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Know who you are.
Who are we?
Harry Styles in that music video is covered in baby oil and he's dancing with a lot of men and women. It's a good video.
The music mogul. Every time he just nails it. You're on spin. It's 10 minutes past 9. Fully charged with Graham and Nathan. Nick Kay sitting in this week. Going to get tops of 15 degrees today. Sitting on 14 now. Bit warmer, but it's going to be a wet one.
I'm excited to announce that these are the final pair of VIP weekend passes up for grabs to go to Insomnia Gaming Festival. It's happening out in the RDS on the 9th and 10th of November. It's Ireland's largest gaming and esports event. Great virtual reality tech, FIFA tournaments, Fortnite tournaments, has everything.
They got if you're into gaming and you love VR and you love tournaments and you just want to see like the latest and greatest in the gaming world, this is for you. We have VIP family passes for four people. I was going to say 4-day family passes. No, just the weekend. VIP family passes for four people. And if you want to go, all you need to do is guess our, what would you call it, the retro theme from an old game.
Yeah, we've actually been struggling with a few of these. Let's have a go this morning.
All right. What do you reckon?
I think I have a vague idea, and I was tempted to say it into this microphone.
Oh, you almost did.
And give away the answer. Let's hear it one more time.
All right, one more time for the people at home. Here we go. If you know what that is, we've got tickets for the Insomnia Gaming Festival for you. We're doing it next.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Eva, are you into gaming?
No, my son is.
Oh,
what
okay.
does he play?
He's only 8. He plays everything. He's better than an adult.
No way.
Really?
Is he going through the Fortnite craze as well?
Yeah, yeah.
My nieces, let me tell you, they love Fortnite, but not for what you think. They like to go on YouTube and do the dances that the Fortnite characters do.
Oh, yeah, he does all them as well.
What sort of dances are they?
You got the hype. You got the floss. You got the... Go on, Eva, tell us
so
more.
So annoying, aren't they?
And they know them all, like, and they're actually pretty intricate dance moves.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really impressive.
So who would you bring? You, your son...
Yeah, my daughter as well. She's into gaming as well.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, so what we have here up for grabs is a VIP for four people weekend pass for the Insomnia Gaming Festival. Mm-hmm. You just have to tell us what the retro game theme is.
Pac-Man.
Oh, she's
you are damn right. Did you know it instantly?
My son did, yeah, I didn't. I wouldn't have a clue.
Great.
I love that. Representing the son, gotta do it.
Mother of the Year, congratulations. You're a winner today, Insomnia Gaming Festival. Woo! Here we come.
Oh, delighted. Thanks so much.
Have a great time. See you, Eva.
Okay, bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's a new phenomenon. Nathan's hard one. A work in progress. It isn't the polished article yet, but I have a riddle.
Is it the title? Are we locking that title in?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a riddle, Nick.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer to it, I'm going to throw it out to you listening. If you guess it correctly and we choose you, you're going to go and win some cinema passes.
Oh, do I win cinema passes if I get it?
No. Right.
Now, I will say I'm feeling confident. I got the catchphrase on the radio the other day.
Here is the riddle.
Okay.
What is black when you buy it, red when you use it, and grey when you throw it away?
Black when you...
Buy it. Red when you use it, and grey when you throw it away.
A newspaper.
You're going with newspaper.
Yeah, lock it in.
So your final answer?
Yeah, go on.
You're incorrect. Wrong.
Wow.
That is not the answer, and that's it now. I don't want you to give it. No.
Let's open it up. 087-711-1038. That's our number. Give the riddle one more time.
What is black when you buy it, red when you use it, and grey when you throw it away? We want you to just send in a WhatsApp voice message.
Oh, yeah. If you think you know the answer, hold the little microphone down on your WhatsApp thing. Send us a voice note only. 087-711-1038. Black when you buy it, red when it's when you use it, and black when you throw it away.
No, black when you buy it, red when you use it, and grey when you throw it away.
Nathan's hard one. Let's get the answers.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Here's Jack. Jack, what are you saying?
A matchstick.
Saying a matchstick.
What are we thinking?
I know what you're getting at there with the matchstick, but I can tell you, Jack, you're wrong.
Right, let's go to Lorna. Here's Lorna's guess.
I'm guessing a Brillo pad.
Ah, yes, a Brillo pad. Kind of matches the colour, I suppose. But I can tell you that you're incorrect. You're wrong.
Nicole has her guess. Nicole, where are you?
Is it a red pen?
Is it a red pen? Black when you buy it, red when you use it, and grey when you throw it away. No, it's not a red pen.
Someone sent in a thing with absolutely no name attached to it, but let's see what they have to say for themselves.
Is it a fire?
Is it a fire? Kind of close.
Oh!
But no, not going to give it to you.
All right, let's open the phone lines.
Right, Jackie, what is black when you buy it, red when you use it, and grey when you throw it away?
It is cold.
You are damn right.
Oh, coal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Doesn't it make sense?
It does. I was going hard on the newspaper thing.
Jackie, did you just know it instantly?
Yeah, straight away. I'm a housewife. No, I'm not really.
I love that you're laughing at that. Jackie, have you heard that before, or was it just something that was like, oh, well, that's obvious?
No, it was totally obvious. How you didn't even get that straight away, I was like, oh, my God, I had to pull over my car and be like,
oh,
how did he...
I'm sorry. I'm sensing a little bit of sass coming from you, Jackie.
See, Mammy did something for you as a child.
Well, yeah, you were born with a golden spoon in your mouth, Nick.
It's silver spoon, Nathan, and I grew up in a hot climate where we don't have fires in our houses, so there you go.
Jackie... We're trying to really make Nathan's hard one better. Any feedback?
Feedback on what?
On just the segment that I'm doing. You think it's sounding okay?
You're doing great. I think you need a better component to ask questions for, though.
Oh!
So you miss Graham. You're a Graham fan, are you?
Yeah.
All right, Jackie. All right, Jackie.
I like Jackie. Jackie, congrats. You win those cinema passes, all right?
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great day. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Jack, just so you know, those cinema passes are coming out of my pocket. I'm going to give them to you, okay? They're from me.
You can come with me.
Oh, Jackie, this has turned around very quickly.
What would your wife Caroline think, Nick?
I'll tell her. It's very just friendship.
Yeah, you see, when it comes to the cinema, I'm anybody's friend.
Ah, very good. All right, Jackie, have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Jackie. Bye. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Don't let me down on this one, brother.
Well, I haven't yet, have I?
You haven't been too bad.
Oh, they've been okay.
Okay.
It's time choose the news.
Not bad. Yeah, we're getting there.
I feel good about that.
Nick, you have three bits of news. I choose one of them to hear the full story from. I can't wait for this morning's edition.
Three headlines. Number one, is it a bird? Is it a plane? Ow, me eye. Headline number two, super bump.
Super bump.
Don't you need that boom, 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 boom. Right. Headline number three, cooking up a fortune.
Cooking up a fortune.
Simple, but sweet.
I'm a little bit peckish.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
And you love a bit of that dollar dollar.
So I'm going to go for the last one, please.
Okay. This story is about an elderly woman in France.
Oh, bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur. Wait, how do you say?
That's mister. Oh,
bonjour, madame. Yeah, elderly woman in France. She was selling her house, had an auctioneer come around to value the property, look at some of the things she had in the house.
Oh,
right?
Wait.
This auctioneer spotted on the wall a painting. Now, this painting was nothing out of the ordinary. It was actually probably the size of that clock up on the wall. Small enough, 20 centimetres wide by 27 centimetres long. Smaller than a ruler, right? The auctioneer said to the woman, you should probably have that assessed. Who knows? You might make a few dollars off that. Do you know what I mean?
Once again with the dollar.
Have a guess how much that said painting sold for.
£7?
€24 million. Oh. 24 million big ones.
That's a lot of money.
Yep.
Where did it come from and why is it so expensive?
Look, some famous painter whose name I can't pronounce painted it. It was many years old. She had it hanging in the house. Didn't even know.
How did she have it?
I don't know whether it came with the house, whether it was gifted to her, whether she found it in
Imagine if you gifted her that painting.
You'd be absolutely spewing.
Hank, my whole thing.
My whole thing with this, right, is, well, firstly, what a shame she only discovered it was worth 24 mil at the end, like towards the end of her life. She had found it 20 years earlier, she could have been living the dream, right?
You're as old as you feel.
Second point I'd like to make is I really don't get what makes certain paintings worth so much money. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Like sometimes you look at a painting, like take a look at this one. This is the painting here that sold for 24 mil. Like, would you... I would...
It looks very religious. Is that Jesus in the middle with all his disciples?
Maybe.
I'm just guessing. Or is that just a man with a long beard that kind of looks like Glenn Hansard?
It looks... looks traditional. Looks like a traditional olden day faded bit of artwork that always goes for a lot of money.
It's quite boring when you go into museums and you've got to pretend that you're interested in the painting and you're standing there and you're always dehydrated. I don't know what's going on there. I'm always dehydrated and I need to pee.
Can I go on record to say that I would probably paint something better than that? And it wouldn't sell for anything.
Oh, we're crossing over geez. To producer Callum.
So I smell a challenge. You know how you know, next week you're on the show Monday, Tuesday?
Yes.
I think on Monday we need to make you paint something. I'll put it up on a popular auction website and we'll see how much it sells for.
There we go.
Like there we go. That's an idea that's just come to mind. That's
so
why I get paid a little bit of money.
Question, where do I get my paint from? And my canvas.
There is an arts and crafts shop in Stephen's Green just across the road.
I'm going to hit that petty cash tin after the show. Okay. All right.
Well, best of luck,
challenge
Michelangelo.
Accepted. Hopefully I can make 24 big ones from it. 24 million big ones.
24 cent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged. Weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.